Hallelujah. There's power in his name. Come on and give God some good praise on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, May 1st, 2020. You're still alive. You're still well. God is still blessing you. God is still loving you. God has not forgotten you. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to today's Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul. This is fire. This is fire. Hallelujah. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. God has a great word for you on today's Daily Fire. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Again, that's Matthew in the New Testament, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in and stay connected with me, Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire. Tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss this fire by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. Visit me there, send me your testimonies and prayer requests, and you can also connect with me on Facebook or Twitter at Rossi Williams. My name is spelled R-A-W-S-I. All right, let's get into this word. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30, reading from the KJV. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou didst deliver unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury or interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath, and cast ye the unprofitable servant, glory, into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Come on and tell God amen wherever you are for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is going from broke to bank. Grow your net worth. Going from broke to bank. In other words, to having money, grow your net worth. Brothers and sisters, it is not God's will that we walk around broke, busted, and disgusted. God desires that we are able to live a very fruitful life financially. And when you are able to do so, you are then able to help fund the expansion of the kingdom of God. You see, if you have money, you can tithe. If you have money, you'll give offering. If you have money, you will bless others. If you have money, you will give to charity. If you have money, you will meet the needs of others. But more importantly than meeting the needs of others, you'll be able to meet the needs of your own household. This is critical, because if you cannot pay your own mortgage, if you cannot pay your own rent, if you can't pay your own utilities and bills on time, you don't want to tithe. You don't want to give offering. Can I be transparent and truthful with you? You don't want to bless anyone else. You're not even happy. You're a bitter person. The main two reasons that marriages don't survive are issues in sex and issues in money. The main reason, if you're not married, that you're unhappy is issues in relationship and issues in money. The main reason that you're envious and jealous of others, it's issues in sex or relationship or issues in money. You're jealous because they have the kind of house that you want. They drive the kind of car. Can we just be real? This is what Daily Fire is. It's real so that it empowers you to success in every area of your life. You're jealous because they have the home you want. They have the car you want. They wear the clothing you want. They're able to go on the vacations you want. But today, glory, I'm here to remind you, just as Jesus did in this parable of the 3 servants and the talents, that you need to begin to prioritize obtaining, acquiring, retaining, and maintaining financial wealth. You don't want to be broke, and it's not God's will that you be broke, but that you get to a position where you can lend, give, and not borrow, growing from broke to bank. Glory. Grow your net worth. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11, the word says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 3, verse 20, Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is where we give God the glory. God does exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think in every area of our lives. You have to now, that you're coming out of COVID-19, meaning in some states the restrictions are lifted. Some of you will be returning back to work. Some of you will be seeking new employment. Some of you where you are will remain under restrictions. You have to now begin to reposition yourself that you would never be in this position of lack again. Not because you died, not because you filed bankruptcy, but because you did as the servants did in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, you begin to optimize your talents, optimize your profession. You didn't do like the slothful servants and just go hide your talents in the ground, but no, you doubled your net worth by doubling your resources, doubling your abilities, and budgeting what you have. Isn't this good word? You got to have a budget. I have a budget, and it starts off tithe, offering, mortgage, rent. Mine is, you know, you're going through whatever. If you own a home, it's mortgage. If you rent, it's rent, right? My utilities. And I have those utilities broken down by electricity, cable. Everything is broken down. My car payment, car insurance, cell phone bill. Oh, everything is broken down. My groceries, my spending money, emergency. See, there has to be a line item for these things. Emergency cash and savings. All of that is in my budget, and all of that is before you get to my spending money. Tithe is a duty I owe, 10%. Are you writing this down? Offering is free will, the amount that you're going to give. You have to pay your rent or mortgage. You have to pay your utilities. You have to pay your part of your health insurance and your life insurance, because if you get sick and you can't go to the doctor, and all you can do is go to the ER, a major medical catastrophe will wipe you out. You have to pay your life insurance. Your car, you got to pay your car insurance. These are the things that are at the beginning of my budget. Emerge savings, that's a line item. Before I can get some money I can just spend recreationally, savings is a line item. Now, how much you're going to save depends on you, but your goal is to, at one point, at least get to that 10-20-70 rule. 10% is going to the Lord, 20% is going into your savings, and 70% is what you live off of. So, in other words, after the 10% of tithe and the 20% of savings, your offering and everything else comes out of that 70%. Your offering, your rent, your lease, your insurance, all of that, and you're spending money, and there's a line item for emergencies. See, you don't want to have to go into savings except as a last resort. Your savings are for your retirement year in combination with whatever you were able to put into a 401k. And if you're self-employed, you need to open yourself up an IRA. If you have children, you're looking at a Roth or educational IRA, because these contributions are tax deferred. Come on, I'm talking about going from broke to bank. Listen, this is profound, what I'm about to say to you. From the ages of birth through 18, your life is focused on nothing but the learning and, you know, adolescence, because you're not an adult. From 18 until 22 or 26 or 28 or 30, depending on if you're going to college for a bachelor's or, you know, associate's, or if you're going to go all the way up to your doctorate, it's college. And most of you have to use student loans, and that's okay. I use some student loans. After that, from anywhere from 25 or 30, for the next 40 years of your life, you're working. You retire at 62 or 65. Some of you even at 67. The average lifespan is 70 to 75 years old. Do you understand that you are spending over one-third of your life doing nothing but working to hopefully enjoy 10 years, hopefully 15, work-free? If you don't optimize this time now, what will happen is you will get into the golden years when you should be able to travel, when you should be able to enjoy your grandchildren, when all your kids are supposed to be grown and out, and you will have nothing but $900 or $1,100 or $1,300 a month on Social Security. And some of you, your home won't be paid off. Is that how you want to live your life? And God forbid you endure a catastrophe which makes you disabled before then. Life is more than going to work just to work. It is more than going to church. God gave you life to prosper you, that you may live and you may enjoy the fruit of your labor. You can have a trip every year, whether it's a trip just to the next city, whether it's a trip to the zoo, whether it's a trip to the amusement park. You ought to have some recreation built into your life. And if you have children, you ought to have some recreation built in. I'm talking about going from broke to bank. Recreation is a line item on my budget. Isn't this good words? Now, you may not make as money as much as me, like I don't make as much as some others. But one of the things I do after I learned how to, manage money wisely, because I used to just spend it recklessly, is I started looking at the places that I like to go often, and I said, what kind of annual memberships do they offer? So, for example, I live in Florida. A Disney pass for the Platinum Pass is $75 a month. For that, I can go to Disney, Universal, ESPN, World of Sports, everything I want, an unlimited time, no other money to pay, no other admissions at any time, with no blackout date, parking included, plus a 20% discount on dining and anything there for $75 a month. Now, they have passes that are cheaper. So if you have children, they have passes where you could pay that or $100 a month and cover your whole family. The zoo, a family pass is maybe $100 and something for the whole year. That equates to, $10 or $12 a month. So do you see, for $100 a month, you could have unlimited times of going to Disney, and you could go to Disney as many times as you want. Because it's everywhere. It takes more than a week or two of going to all these parks to even experience it. AMC movie theaters, which is nationwide, they have what they call a Prime membership. For $24 a month and change, you can see 3 movies a week and never pay anything else. Plus, you receive a discount on your concessions. Now, you may say, Evangelist Rossi, I don't want to see 3 movies a week. You don't have to. But for $24, you can't even see 1 movie. You and your spouse, or you and your girlfriend or boyfriend, or you and your kid, or you and one of your friends, you can't even see 1 movie as an adult for $24 and buy concessions. But here you can pay $24 a month and see as many movies go every week if you want. And if you're single, go to the matinees like I would do. I would just go during the morning on Saturday mornings and still see the new releases. So you see what I'm trying to show you here. You as a family could budget $100 or $200 a month for recreation and still live like people who are paying $1,000 a month. I'm teaching you how to go from broke to bank. And wherever you are, because I have people who listen from many countries and all over the nation, find the amusement things that are in your area, the amusement parks, the aquariums, the zoo. Find these things and sit down and say, you know what, I can't spend $500 a month for that, but I can spend $125 a month to get all of these things done and take my kids somewhere, or my husband and I go out and have a good time, or whatever it is you like to do. If you like to do line dancing, if you're someone who likes different clubs, go on Facebook. They have what they call meetup groups, or go to meetup.com. And there are groups that like to paint. There are book clubs. These are free. There are groups that like to go cycling, groups that like to go hiking. There are singles groups that go on trips every year. It's free to join as many meetups of like-minded people as you like in your area. Get out and socialize. There are groups, meetup groups for married people, meetup groups for single people. Find people who like to do what you do, and that will, there are even entrepreneurial meetups. meetups. This is just good word. There are meetups for networking, growing your business. Go from broke to bank by taking your talents, taking your vision, taking your strategies, and doubling them as the servants did in today's word. Budget and live within your means. If you have to get another part-time job as you come out of this, do so. There is no shame in honest work to get your budget down to where it needs to be. What is the budget? Tithe is first. Your savings are second. You pay God, then you pay yourself. 10% tithe, the goal is 20% savings. If you can't afford to do 20% right now, do something, but then plan your life to get to 20% within next year or the following year, because I know the economy has changed a lot of things. Then after that, it is where you live. You never want to be homeless. It's where you live, then your utilities, your health insurance. You never want to have to lose everything due to a catastrophe. Your life insurance, your car, and the reason this comes before your car is because sometimes you're driving cars you can't afford. See, some of you got your car after your mortgage or rent. And that's why you can't pay your utilities. That's why you have no health insurance. That's why you have no life insurance. That's why you have no money for emergencies. So it's all of those utilities, health insurance, life insurance, your phone, then it's emergencies. Put you something, hopefully 5% or whatever you can do, okay, for emergencies. Now you're getting into your car and recreation, because if you do all of this and your car note, you don't have enough to pay it, you might need to go sell that car and downgrade. Or you're going to have to decrease some of your other expenses. Or you might need to work a little bit, a few extra hours. It's okay, right? Because the goal is to get to a healthy lifestyle financially of going from broke to bank. And you also should be, I'm sorry, retirement. I didn't say your retirement. Your retirement is before your car, your 401k or your IRA or your Roth. For those of you who are military, you know, you might already have the retirement taken care of. Praise God. Then where can you divert that money? Somewhere else. Could you put it into opening a savings account for your kids right now? Can you put it into your recreational spending, or, you know, some of you paying off another bill? Last month I paid off 2 credit cards. Paid them off, and closed them. Now, I still have another card. So I said, why do I have all of these cards? Let me get to one card. Do you see what I mean? You want to live healthily in a healthy financial state. So because I did all of that, I was able to plan my next trip. As soon as, you know, I won't be flying in May, won't be flying in June, but I'll be flying in July. I've run over the time, but just bear with me a few more minutes. Guess what? I was able to get a first class round trip ticket on Delta to New York, because I want to go to Niagara Falls, for $534. Did you hear what I said? I have flown round trip first class on Delta from one city here in Florida up to Jacksonville, and it cost more than that. For $534, I said I was able to get a round-trip ticket. Some of you are planning to go home to visit or visit your loved ones for Thanksgiving or Christmas because you're not going to travel now. Guess what? This is where the time of the cheapest flights. I went on Expedia, and I booked it. You can cancel it like up to 24 hours before. So if it turns out you're not going to go, guess what? You can get your money back. Going from broke to bank means strategizing like the servants did in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. Not spending money recklessly because you have it, but seeking out the best deals after you've budgeted. And I promise you, you can live like kings and queens and not even be a millionaire and live like one within your means and budget. And people will be wondering, how are you doing that? Because you learned biblical principles of how to grow your net worth. Go on Groupon, when you want to go places. Search out the different activities, the different places where you go and get your nails done, your hair done. They have these coupons on Groupon.com. Now, we got to get ready to go into prayer. And I know this has been a powerful word. How do you go from broke to bank? Number one, you live within your means by effective and accurate budgeting. Number two, you seek out the best deals within the budget. And notice I didn't just say budget. Some of you budget, but you weren't budgeting like I just taught you how to budget and putting things in the proper order. So number one, you draft the effective and accurate budget. Number two, you live within it. Number three, you grow it. And you're growing the most important areas, right? Your income, your savings, your retirement. Your number three, you look for deals. I gave you awesome ideas of how to live within a budget in your recreation, but still enjoy things that everybody else enjoys that they're paying hand over fist and robbing Peter to pay Paul for. And number four, you use your talents to create further wealth for your children and your children's children. I own a law office. And when my son was in a position where he needed to move to Florida, I was able to hire him immediately. How and why? Because I already had in my budget a new employee when I made the budget for 2020. Do you see what I'm trying to show you? I didn't have to change the budget to hire him. When I want to go do things, I don't change my budget because I live within it. My savings are part of the budget. I'm a consistent tither, a consistent giver. If you tithe, God will open the windows of heaven, and he will pour you out such a blessing that you won't have room to receive it. I'm a consistent giver. I give way more than what my pastor asks us to give. I am a consistent saver. I am a consistent person who looks for the deals. How can I find the annual passes so I can go and do what I want to do as many times as I want to do it when I want to do it? I am a member with Hilton and with Marriott. Seek out the membership of your hotel chain so that when you go, you build up points and then you can utilize them for upgrades. Sometimes I've been able to utilize them to get a night, a room free. You may say, again, I don't travel as much as you do. Stop trying to be me, be you, and create the budget. Grow from broke to bank within the talents, gifting, and anointing God has placed on your life. Don't be me, be you, going from broke to bank. We got to get ready to go into prayer. This is powerful word. If you don't miss a day of daily fire, I guarantee you, you will always leave out better than what you came in. And each day your life will be better if you do what I'm telling you to do. Because I've lived it. I've been broke before. And I live bank now. I'm trying to show you how to do it. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. We worship you and we glorify you for this powerful word on daily fire that takes us from the status quo to growth in every area of our lives. Help us, Father, to be good stewards of our finances. Help us to tithe. Help us to give. Help us to save. Help us to draft an effective and accurate budget. Help us to comply. Help us to grow it. Help us to include our tithe, our offering, our savings, our emergency, our place where we live, our utilities. Help us to include our health insurance, our life insurance. Help us to include our retirement. Help us to include our vehicle, our car insurance. Help us to include recreation. Help us to include spending money. Jesus. Help us to seek out the best deal. Help us to determine at the beginning of each year what the budget will be and to comply with it. If we want more, help us, Father, to strategize to bring in more income, more revenue before we spend more. Help us to determine
beforehand who we will spend on for Christmas and how much, and then that's it for the budget. Help us not to be envious or jealous of others so that we won't position ourselves in a position of bankruptcy. Now, Lord, as people are having to readjust due to this pandemic, help them even now to begin to strategize on how they will go from broke to bank and grow their net worth to never again be dependent on a stimulus check, to never again be dependent on unemployment. Help them to go to the job sites, CareerBuilder.com, Monster, ZipRecruiter, seek out employment where they are. Help them, Father, to go to school, to do things, learn trades and professions. Help them to learn to work from home, gain other certifications, help them to do what is necessary, Father, to go from broke to bank and to never again be broke. If there's a funeral, they'll have the money to attend, to fly out at a moment's notice. If there's a medical catastrophe or they lose a job, they will always have at least 6 months income in the bank. Not because, Father, it's some magical formula, but because they've now been taught and will receive and follow how to go from broke to bank. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening that you would bless them in the city, bless them in the field. Father, bless them, teach them, love on them, forgive them, open doors and make ways, heal them and encourage them. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Say, I will go from broke to bank. Say, I will grow my net worth. In the name of Jesus, let me do the altar call, and then we're going to end with your tithes for this weekend. If you are unsaved or if you're backslidden, if you don't have more than $3,500 in the bank in savings, because that's what most economists say you will need for an emergency, if you don't have at least 6 months savings in the bank that you don't have to touch, if you don't have at least enough to cover all of your expenses for 20 years if you retired. Because if you retired 55 or 65, hopefully you're going to live another 20 years. Then you need to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sins. I repent, Father, of not being a good steward over my finances. I repent, Father, of not creating generational wealth for my family, for my household, for me, for my children's children. I repent, Father, of not being in position to faithfully give. I repent, Father, of not being a consistent tither. Now, Lord, I ask forgiveness, glory. I ask you, God, to be my Savior. I ask you, Lord, to help me go from broke to bank. Go from broke to bank. To grow my net worth, to be like the servant who grew his 5 talents to 10, to be like the servant who grew the 2 talents to 4, to not be like the servant who dug and hid his talents in the earth. Now, Lord, I confess that I will budget accurately and effectively. I will sit down with my household today, and we will draft this budget. We will comply with the budget. We will seek out deals. We will enjoy life and have recreation. We will live like millionaires while living within the budget, because we now have wisdom. We now have direction. We now have strategy on how to go from broke to bank. In the name of Jesus, amen. Listen, listen, listen. I want you to grow your net worth. I know the church is not open for the brick and mortar. On Sunday, make sure you're in somebody's church online. I invite you to tune in to First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Online on Sundays at 11 a.m. Eastern here in Miami, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., that is my church. We got some great things coming up, so you don't want to miss it. All right, our topic for today is going from broke to bank,
grow your net worth. Your task for this weekend is number one, to sit down and draft the budget. If you're married, get your spouse together. If you're engaged, get your fiance. If you're in a relationship, whatever the situation is, if you're single, sit down by yourself. I did. If you have children, sit down with them. Go back through this teaching. You can hear it on rossi.org. Let everyone hear it on the broadcast page. It's available this entire weekend. Listen to it. Write these items down. Write down what you actually spend every month now. And write down your income first. What do you actually bring home? Then write down all of these categories and write down what you actually spend. If you have money left over, allocate it to somewhere else within there, paying off some debt or increasing your retirement savings or your savings or your giving. If you don't have enough, then look at the budget to see what you can trim down. Also look to see how can you bring in some extra income to get you to the point where you will not be in debt, all right? And then comply. Your kids will be so happy when they see you can take them to the zoo or the amusement parks or whatever you're going to start taking them to once school starts back up, you know, after this pandemic is under control the way it should be. They'll be so happy that they're able to go different places and do different things just like their friends. And here you're doing it at, you know, $50 or $75 a month, and their friends are paying hand over fist. They'll be happy that you now have money to buy them some new school clothes. They'll be happy that you're able to get them the things you'd like to get them for Christmas. And more importantly, you'll be happy. And when you don't have financial strain, you'll be surprised how much happier your marriage is, how much happier your relationship is, how much happier you are, how much happier your home is. All right, change is going to come. I went over. Do not ever miss Daily Fire. Follow by texting DF to 333.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.